In the glorious days of the Renaissance, ink on your fingers marked you as a thinker, a dreamer, an artist. But in modern-day Manhattan, it just made Kelsey Wishner feel like a criminal. Shouldn't this stuff be gone by now? I got fingerprinted almost 2 days ago, she said, scrubbing her hand against her black yoga pants, aka her lounge work everything pants. Because one of the best perks of working from home was never having to dress up. Unlike her more practical sister, Mallory, who'd gotten her stilettos stuck in grates and broken them off 3 times in the 3 days they'd lived here, at this rate, she'd be shoeless before Memorial Day. Mallory rolled her eyes. It's your own fault, hashtag overachiever. True, safety first. NYC fingerprinted its teachers, and Kelsey had insisted on applying for that second job teaching part-time. Manhattan's expensive, she shot back. Moving to the Empire State wasn't scary. Affording it was, as Mallory well knew since she ran their budget. Our meal plan is currently ramen noodles, oatmeal, and bananas until we nail down how much taxis and the subway will cost per month. I refuse to let us be those sad sack transplants that New York chews up and spits out in a matter of months. Yeah, our budget is tight, but you need to wear the fact that we're here like a badge of honor. Mallory grabbed her hand and raised it triumphantly. We finally made it. We're official residents of the most exciting city in the world. Just think, we can now get anything and everything delivered to our door, 24/7. That was a definite perk. Kelsey tapped the sack of flyers already accumulating on the kitchen counter. Let's order a pizza at 3 a.m. Mallory laughed, her auburn ponytail bobbing. I said, wear this like a badge of honor, not go crazy. I'm not going to be awake then, let alone hungry. Practicality was so not the order of the day. Call it an early breakfast. You love cold pizza. We'll set our alarms. It'll be fun. A pinching ourselves, made it to Manhattan moment. Didn't we take the ferry out to the Statue of Liberty today for that? Kelsey sniffed. It's a big city. We deserve more than one moment. Didn't we have another moment yesterday when you got me up pre-dawn to be at Rockefeller Center for the Today Show? Her hands tightened on the next plate, popping a whole bunch of rows on the bubble wrap. Okay, they'd been cleaning and unpacking for hours. It was clear her sister needed a break. Kelsey ought to give Mallory a pass. She didn't want to wait, though. She didn't want to miss a moment of watching the excitement unfold around her. Half the fun of a 3 a.m. pizza would be looking out the window to see who else was up. What sort of activity was out on the street? Luckily, a knock on the door prevented, or at least postponed, Kelsey's argument. I'll get it. Leave the chain on, Mallory said. Fair enough. They'd lived in a tiny Michigan college town their whole lives. Their street sense hadn't kicked in yet, let alone been honed. Caution was good. Boring, but good. Standing behind the door, Kelsey angled her neck to peer through the 2-inch crack afforded by the chain and promptly threw caution to the wind. In fact, she couldn't slam the door fast enough, undo the chain, and wildly beckon to Mallory as she swung it back open. Because in the hallway was a cluster of hot men. 2 of NYPD's uniformed finest, biceps bulging against the short sleeves. Behind them were 3 taller, even hotter men in suits. Dating wasn't on their New York adventure to-do list for at least a month.